All right, some years back, I was using a phone, and then that night, I was pressing this phone, and then the temperature was so high. I mean, the phone became so hot. The phone became very hot. And then I was like, ha, this phone, since you want to start misbehaving, I know what to do to you. I was like, oh, what can I do to this phone? I was angry already. I've not pressed you for long. You became so hot like this. I was like, okay, I think I opened the fridge, checked the fridge. I saw that it was still, it was cold. So I was like, let me put this phone inside this fridge at least to reduce the temperature. Because the way it's hot, the way the temperature is rising, I really did not like it then. Please don't laugh at this story. But listen, there's something I want to derive from this story. And then I kept the phone inside the fridge, and then I was like, okay, after 5 minutes, I'm going to arise and go pick the phone from the fridge. I was like, okay, let me relax, put the phone there, relax on the bed. After 5 minutes, I'll go and pick it up. And then I slept off, my God. I slept off. I did that, I woke up the next morning. When I checked the phone in the fridge, it has become so cold. Even it was iced. Hallelujah. The phone has become iced. Oh, I know you'd be like, ah, how will you, man of God, go and put phone inside? Although that's some years back. We tried many things when we were much younger. Hallelujah. So praise God. So what am I trying to derive from this story? What I'm trying to derive from this story is that what? Many of us, some of you, you were hot before. You were on fire before. You love winning souls for Christ before. You love prayers before. You love Bible study before. You love evangelism. You love the gathering of brethren. Whenever there's gathering, especially the gathering of brethren, whenever they come together to pray, you are always happy, you are excited. But what happened? Suddenly, you now begin to hate prayers. You could not stand. You could not study your scripture again. You could not even go to fellowship again. You could not even do those things you do before that glorifies God again. What has happened? You've allowed the devil take over. In the book of Ephesians, he made us understand that what? Give Satan no place in your life. Your case is like the case of that phone. You were hot before, but suddenly you allowed the devil gain access, and then the devil wrapped you up and threw you inside the fridge. You now become so cold to the point that you've even iced. Hallelujah. What has happened to your prayer life? What has happened to your study life? What has happened to that love for Jesus in you before? Even many of you now, it is well. What has happened? Why have you allowed Satan to what? To take over? Scripture made us understand. In the book of 1 Timothy chapter 4 verse 1, it says, in the last days, I would like you to read that please. 1 Timothy 4 verse 1. It says, now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to what? To seducing spirits and doctrines of the devil. It is already happening now. It is happening. What has happened? Brethren, if you are in this category of people, you better run back to God. Run back to God, because whatsoever the devil gives you, whatsoever Satan gives you. There's a saying that says if Satan gives you a cap, it's after your head. If he gives you a shoe, it's after your leg. If he gives you a wristwatch, it's after your hand. Whatsoever Satan gives you, it may last for a while, but will never last forever. Scripture made us understand that the blessings of God make it rich and added no sorrow to it. It is the same. Otherwise, the blessings of Satan will make you rich. But if you add sorrow, yes, it's true. You can make it without Jesus. You can have money without Jesus. You can enjoy life without Jesus. But brethren, I tell you today, you can never end well without Jesus. You can never finish well without Jesus. Ask those that have tried it. You can never end well without Jesus. There's a path that seems right unto a man, but the end thereof is destruction. Satan will make that path so smooth for you. He will make everything come fast for you. And then you begin to love that path. You begin to love, oh, wow. So these are the things that they are enjoying. Oh, you see, scripture made us, you see, the end of that path is destruction. Is destruction. Brethren, run back to God. Tomorrow may be too late. You can still make amendment now. You can still retrace yourself back to God now. Do not allow the devil waste your life. Although you have started wasting your life, if you are in this category of people, you have started wasting your life. Come out of that bondage. You are not for the devil. 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 God created you in his likeness and in his image. You are of God. You are not of the devil. You are not for Satan. Oh, shikete beledia. My God. Brethren, run back to Jesus. Tell him, Lord, I'm sorry. And I tell you, he's ready to accept you back. The story of the prodigal son. At the end of everything, he knew that. Scripture even made us understand. Okay, let me not go to that place. Let me focus on this. At the end of everything, he knew that, oh, no, this part is a part of destruction. Let me run back to my Father. Run back to God today. And he will show you mercy. I pray for you in the name of Jesus. Every bondage that the enemy has kept you, I set you loose now in the name of Jesus. Come out of every bondage. Come out of every cage. Come out every chain that the enemy has used to bound you. Every yoke placed upon your life, they are broken now. In the name of Jesus Christ, I set you loose now. I set you loose now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit of God. Thank you, Holy Spirit of God. Your prayer life is restored. Your love life for Jesus is restored. Your intimacy is restored. Your broken fellowship, your broken relationship with God is restored. Come out of that cage. You've been held for too long. I set you loose right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit of God. Thank you, Holy Spirit of God. Thank you, Holy Spirit of God. Just like I said, Jesus is ready to accept you back. He's ready to accept you back. Just say after me, Lord Jesus, I'm sorry for my sins. Have mercy upon me. Lord Jesus, I accept you as my Lord and personal Savior. I ask that from today, you and you alone reign in my life, reign in my heart, reign in my life. In the name of Jesus, now confess your sins to him. Confess your sins to him. confess your sins to him. Don't hide. See, he that hideth his sin shall not prosper. Do not hide it. Say it as it is. Confess. Scripture did not say summarize your sin to him. It said confess your sin. Say it as it is. Lord, this and this and this are the things that done, this and this and this. And he will forgive you. If you've done that, see the Lord helping you. The grace to return back to your first love is released upon you now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit of God. As from today henceforth, the spirit of prayer, the spirit of consistency, the spirit of sound mind, the spirit of might rest upon you. And then those things you were doing for God that the devil made you stop will receive grace, double grace, to continue in the name of Jesus. God bless you.